Starbucks, I saw the autos, which is our number one. Now, is the boy able to hear me, understand me?
Yeah.
Is this working?
It's better, yes, it's good. Thank
good.
You.
It's good. Generous faces. As easy as I am doing, what do you do? Listen and read. Don't talk, that's not what I said. Listen and read. Now, basic only that was good. Our little pastor, so let me get that into the right speaking temple. That is great. Absolutely there it needs to be. Basic. Without the word kind of hard to pound, they might easily miss one. So by measure 7 again. Now, not so muddy, yes, so plowing out as much more, and then we go into the four parts corral. No, crystal.
Okay.
I repeat that. Yep, okay. Nacho. Page in great shape. We would sing the Carol of the Bells a little different from what you have on the page. But it was interesting to see the origin of that. And that way it was nice to have that. Okay. You have to pay a lot of attention, as you might have noticed when you practice this. You always have to be aware, is it E flat or is it E natural? That is what makes it a little hard. And later you will read about this composer in the program notes. It's a very interesting guy. So, and A flat major is, as far as intonation goes, it's very hard. Let's just try five part. First soprano, second soprano, alto.
Yes.
we jump in the middle of the words, and in this case, I gave the melody I preferred to the melody. So I took places where you can jump easily. That means, for the first of Prague, in measure 16, second soprano, in most cases, it's a little bit difficult. And in measure 15, it's a beginning. bar or on the beach. That's the first time that I've come here. Good. Second round was alto was tenors from the beginning.
Oh.
from measure 29, that's the last, I hope that everybody has the numbers written there. It's going to be a little difficult. 39 is the last measure on that first or the second page.
I have a
easily willing to sing from the C to the E flat. It's just a matter to have the F in your ear and then take that note from there. Please don't make a mistake there again.
Everybody go on.
soprano, second soprano, first soprano in measure 13.1. Second soprano on A flat in measure 32. Did you find that spot?
First.
First soprano. One. Character of the music, but I had hoped that we get to this end. or more. They're quite there. Tenors. From measure 33. And if you think, oh, I should have written the measure numbers in there, you are right. Second for ball, one. two.
Oh.
know, that's what. Please, let's not have a discussion after each mistake. We would be talking the whole time. Can we start the following? In measure 42, first and second sopran, please start in 42 last note. First soprano's upper line, second soprano's second line. Does everybody have the spot? Second soprano. Singers from all over Europe, and we had a piece about like this, and all of a sudden one rather shy singer, tenor of course, said, could we please make a ritardello there, I have to turn the page. That is the excuse for the second sopranos. Second sopranos, listen. What throws you is that jump from the G to the E flat. And that should not throw you. Second and first soprano, no, everybody. We are, bass, watch out for that. In measure 42, last chord, basses are on the first beat, but just the only thing I have to note there. Number nine has difficulty. The number 9 is a little hard to read. It is the Wexford Tale. The Wexford Tale is all number 9. And the writing is poor, and the melody is not the easiest, but we get through there when you are ready to pay a lot of attention. And when I said the piece we just did is going to be one of your favorites, this also can help you on the side. Gewohnheitsbedürftig. You need to get used to this piece. We don't do that much rhetoric. It is very romantic. One or two people might even say it's almost too romantic, but it's a good piece anyway. Let's try to do it.
Schmaltz?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. A little pitchy. Since everybody has to sing that melody one or two times, we will sing that together. And I warn you, there's one step that's hard to get.
Thank you.
Try your best, Father. Because later we need everybody to survive, eh? That's F. measure eight or two. One.
Group of us, Alex, Elisa, Lydia, myself, and John working. it's our regular site with kind of the same content on it, but we have an updated members page. If you go down, when it changes, when you go down to the bottom of the page, there's a link that says members, and that is an easy place to pay your dues, and there's also a helpful link to Ron's site.
Right.
Because no one can ever remember the link, the URL to Ron's site.
So it's just another way to get there. So that will be santacruzdraw.org/members.
Wonderful. Thank you.
We'll send out a notice in the email group.
Well, we try it again, and if it's awful, we have to suffer through it. And I got a promise from John, next week is going to be perfect. I have a question. Not our second basis, but our first basis. If we look at the piece that we just said, it would be nice if you could, one or two of you could sing the tenor, because I need for the cabestone, for the melody, I need two tenors and maybe one first bass. Lars, would you be able to do that? Maybe scoot over there, with or without the chin. Thank you. And we have Kevin and Ron and Lars sing the melody. And who is going to go into the tenor part? Can do that. Yeah, please. Uriah, how is your high note? Can you sing tenor there? It's a very tall. We're starting on page 98, where the four part starts, where it has soprano and alto. Please. Very good. Let's try this four part.
Ba-da-da-da-da,
tenor for the end.
Catherine and last one. Everybody else?
Oh.
tells you to follow him, simply sing so quietly that you can hear the cutters, even if they are not in comfortable range. We have to add another bass there in the lower part. Okay, same thing, same spot, and a little quieter so that you really know and hear what you are accompanying. Yes. The sopranos have the second.
Okay, so they have the third.
They sing the third. Later, this is a sort of critical at the moment. We just want to learn the notes. And then we'll say exactly where we'll do what. Da, 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 da. Pick up to 17. Now.
Very good.
favorite, and then comes the new part, favorite. This is only starting letter 51. Please don't listen. Don't listen. Please sit up straight. That was the first time during this rehearsal that we used one. Please back up. This is. Oh, by the way, the first time is always my fault. I gave you all.
Oh.
they do it. Pick up to 63. That's all. Now. Okay, pick up for this.
One, two, three.
Box two, Taylor.
On the sand, on the garden, there joyful call to everyone.
So probably that was it. That sounded nice. We do that totally out of the rhythm, and I show each chord.
Okay.
Now. Just to remind you, remember it once more, tempo. Don't rush. And basses, it's not always ta 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 ta. Sometimes ta. Watch out for that. If you want to set up, please do